Perfect. So guys, good afternoon. We are the last session of the day. So thanks for still being here, ready to talk about drones and drones in the cloud. So in Microsoft, we've been working in several projects using drones as a main component on an IoT scenario. So we've been working in projects like agriculture, where we have drones flying around crops, collecting data from sensors. We've been also working with construction, inspections. We have some conversations with firefighters on how to use drones basically to perform different kind of missions. Because again, as I said, they are not different than any other mobile collector of information. And I think, in fact, that is where they are starting to be so popular. So this session is about how to connect today the drones with the cloud. And cloud services, I'm sure, is something very familiar for a lot of you here. And what we are going to show you is not something that is really new. Is just connected the dots, connected the concepts. So my name is Guada Casuso. I'm a technical evangelist at DX, Developer Experiences. And I also, let's see, here. And I am also a founder of what we call Drone Chapter at Microsoft Garage. Anyone familiar with Microsoft Garage here? Great. So for the ones that doesn't know about it, what we do at Microsoft Garage basically is we incubate ideas, projects, and in particular in drones, we build, we program drones, we think about how to make the best use of these flying robots in different scenarios, from like very innovation things like research things, improving drone racing, to how to improve the business today. And in fact, our guest that I think is the best to be talking about the drones space, that is DJI, will talk about more about that. Thanks, Bart. Welcome.
Okay. Thank you. So, hi, everybody. My name is Bart van der Voort. I work for DJI. I am based here in Amsterdam. So, and today I just want to give you guys a brief introduction on DJI, our company, and what we're doing today with drones, and specifically for enterprise solutions. Okay. So first of all, DJI was founded in 2006, which is now 10 years ago. We started off as a very small company with 20 people. And as you can see, we've grown quite a lot. Just as drones have exploded, so did our company. Like, we are now over 5,000 people and truly a global presence. We have offices in San Francisco, where we do a lot of development as well. LA is a big office. New York, a lot of it is legal in New York. And then in Europe, we are based in Frankfurt and Amsterdam. And then in Asia, that's where our headquarters is, in Shenzhen, which is sort of the Silicon Valley of China, basically. That's where it all started. For those who don't know, DJI today is the world's leading consumer drone company. We actually have about 70% of the global market, which is huge. We sell in more than 100 countries globally, and we sell about 1 million units per year. So just to give you an idea, I think it was in 2008 that the FAA estimated that there would be about 50,000 drones sold by the year 2016, and now we sell that amount per month in the US alone. So they grossly underestimated the impact that drones have. I want to quickly say a word as well about Frank Wang. Frank Wang is the founder of DJI. He's a developer, basically like many of you here. So he started the company with a project that he was doing at his university, where he figured out how to make a flight controller for drones. That's how it all started. And I think it's important to note that because he's still highly involved with everything to do with development, it drives a lot of innovation within our company. So it's still owned by just Frank and a few other people, but we don't have the pressure of shareholders, so a lot of the profits go back into R&D, which really show in the innovation and the products that we're building today. So let me then dive into the enterprise solutions that we do with DJI. So what we do is we try to build customized solutions to every industry. You know, you combine the UAVs that we have, and then you add software and you make something that will help these industries to move forward. What does that look like as a concept? Basically, it's very simple. You just capture data, you use a UAV with a specific sensor. This can be a normal RGB camera, it can be a thermal camera or LiDAR, something that's not invented yet. But basically, that's what you use to capture the data. Then you're going to process it. This can be in the cloud, manually, on local computers, different ways where you're going to use software to interpret the data. And then based on that, you will execute. So to give you an example, you fly with a drone that has a thermal camera over a field. You make a scan of the field. Then you input that data in a software program. And then you will make an analysis of the field. And then based on that, you can send another drone that sprays, for example, pesticides. And it will only spray the locations that are necessary to be sprayed and nothing more. That's a huge difference. Before, they were spraying pesticides all over the place, and now it's really what it means is precision agriculture. You will only do what's necessary. Okay? That is the concept. This concept can be applied in various industries. What we've identified is five major ones, which is agriculture, energy, public safety, media, and building and infrastructure. I'll quickly go over them just to tell you what that means for us. So as I mentioned before, precision agriculture is definitely a big one in the agriculture space. Then we have a specific spraying drone now that we use. It's also used for forest inspection, but you can go broader than that. You can also think of cattle, for example. If you have cattle that's running around, you can go with a thermal drone. You can count them. You can see if there's an animal that's warmer than the others. It probably means that he's sick, so you can take him out and put him separately. Just lots of things that you can do. And this is all done by using the drones and then software to make the analysis again. In the energy sector, today we've identified solar panels, then wind turbines. Take wind turbines, for example. There are today 300,000 wind turbines approximately globally. That means almost 900,000 blades that need to be inspected annually. Before, this was done by people going up the towers. Now it's just with a drone. And you can automate this. So, pretty amazing. Oil and gas also uses a lot of drones nowadays, lots of UAVs, and power lines as well. So, power line inspection is now done mostly with UAVs by companies that are innovating. We have lots of partners in China, the US, Europe, who are trying out the technology for this. Next thing is public safety. So, you have search and rescue. That's pretty self-explanatory. Security, firefighting, big thing for firefighters to use drones, very easy. And law enforcement as well. Another sector that is really adopting the technology. Then we have media and creative. This is where it all started for DJI. It all was founded from a creative perspective. And it's still a very big market for us, like cinematography, for example. Has benefited a lot from the use of UAVs compared to the old method of using helicopters. And then lastly would be infrastructure, and this is mainly creating 3D maps of buildings, land, projects. This is also highly useful and different various applications that you can use this for. I came from a construction background originally, actually. So I know that this is very helpful in projects where you can plan your project better, you can make it safer. There's a number of advantages that you can have by using UAV technology. So for DJI, what do we have? We have various platforms to meet these industrial needs. The Phantom series is most famous, I would say. The Inspire series is a bit of an upgrade to the Phantom. There it is. Yeah. We fly with them as well. Some of you might have seen. We have a booth there where with a cage. And then the last one is the Matrice series. This is the developer platform, which there's one over there as well, which you can, well, yeah, this is the 100, yeah, this is the bigger version, 600, yeah. But Guada will tell something more about what you can do with these developer platforms. And then the UAVs that we have different payloads that you can attach to them. For example, the X3 normal camera, near infrared is used for agriculture. The Z3 is a zoom camera. X5 is a bigger lens, bigger sensor, and the XT is a thermal camera. So all these units, you can just change them on both of these platforms that are here, and the drone will automatically detect what you put on. Quickly, also last week we launched a new product, the Mavic, which redefines basically drones for us because it has made everything smaller. So it's literally like this big, and it folds out, and it has about the same capabilities as the Phantom. I'm sure that you will hear more about this product in the days to come. And actually, we have one here tomorrow afternoon, so feel free to drop by. You'll be one of the first to see it in Europe. So then, the SDK. This is for you guys very important. DJI has an SDK. This is done on the M100. We have a mobile SDK, an onboard SDK, and then guidance. And these are sort of different systems to program basically what you want to do. I think I'm not going to go too much detail. I think I'll give Guada the word now. What we do together, DJI and Microsoft. Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks. So guys, before entering this part, I would like to know who has experience, first of all, who fly or flew a drone. Perfect. What do you guys have?
A blade.
Okay. And there, down? No. There? Well, floor, no? Okay. And anyone program drones? Try to do some programming in drones once? No? Oh, this is going to be so new. And the last question that I have is anyone like kind of built? No? And who is doing IoT here? IoT. Yeah, don't be shy. Yeah, perfect. So something that before jumping on this part is I want to give you a little bit of my journey and my experience, because I became as with a software development background. So for me, and in fact, I started with fixed wings. There are other kind of drones or UIVs. I would say UIVs that are the like small planes that has like the two wings. And that word was a little bit, how we said, old comparing what we have today with drones. But at that point, in fact, I was working in Microsoft and I started with an agricultural scenario where exactly what we described before. And at that moment, I was working in Azure too, and the best way of doing things was like getting the USB that was connected in the fixed wing, fly, and then came down, so I will take out all that information, and I will do like post-processing, and the way in which we were improving that was like from, I think, 1 month and a half to deliver something at the end to a week, just to do post-processing. So technology has been evolved, and I started to connect, as I said, my two worlds, because I literally fall in love with these drones that were like so capable. As you start knowing about what they have inside, I'm sure you will get the same feeling that I have. And with the knowledge that you have on IoT, you will realize that once you understand how to connect that drone to a cloud services, you can do whatever you want, really. So this, stay with me. So I hope you would like that part. So first thing is, mentioned, we were talking about like all these scenarios. One of the first things that we start realizing is that the different organizations or companies needs is how are you going to manage all these assets of drones? Because this is how it works. Is companies start flying one drone because they want to test how it works, and then they start acquiring more and more and more, and it's not only a drone, you need a pilot, you need batteries for that drones, you need cameras, you need the remote controllers, and all these assets together needs to be operated by a pilot staff that you are going to have. So how are you going to do, first of all, the maintain of these things, just to keep the trace and logging of all these scenarios? So these are the main challenges that we are detecting today. First of all, inventory of the UIVs and assets. Second thing is the traceability. And I'm sure you're familiar, because what is this? It's no more than a scenario where you have a ton of devices that basically needs to be somehow managed and administered, right? So this is like, I'm using batteries. Believe me, these drones now, they round around, well, the Mavic will be 25 minutes, 27 minutes, thank you. And you can, for example, with the mattress, you can extend that to 40 minutes. But you will need a lot of batteries. How you're managed after a while to know like which batteries are damaged, how you need to restock that. You have in the drones, you have basically each one of these is a motor. So how are you going to measure when these overheat and you need to change them in advance so you are not flying and get a risk while you are flying itself? When the GPS is losing signal, how the weather conditions affect my flying? So all that things basically needs to be traced and logged. So based on that, what we start thinking is, if you have seen IoT and Microsoft, this could be very familiar with you, because the idea is, imagine if you really can, first of all, do the inventory, register each of your drones and your assets, be able to monitor, trace, have like live operations and all these functionalities together. So for that, one thing that we've been working in is in this solution, let me switch now to what. Sorry, but we have to probably see here. Yeah. So we've been working in a solution that is going to be still. Here we go. Rendering final. Perfect. So this is something that I want to give you the functionality. So if you are today a company and you basically will have a portal where you are going to be able to log in using a security interface and then like using Active Directory on Azure, and then you will have a dashboard where you are going to be able to get information around like how many flights are you having right now? Because again, firefighting, you're not going to have one drone, you're going to have tons of drones. So the police will need a way in which the fire department will need a way to identify where the drones are flying. Second thing is, if you think about how many pilots you have, camera, like being able to measure all that assets together. And on the other side is something that you will definitely need to do is for each of the flights that you have today, be able to see who is the pilot that is flying, that is certified, is not certified, what is the ranking that you have based on that. Another important thing is, for me, this is something that definitely you will need to have, that is a map where you will have this dashboard and it be able to access all that information. So, and we can continue with the functionality itself, but I think that you get the idea. How do I have a centralized system that capturing telemetry data and also environmental data will let me manage my fleet? So, first thing, yes, I'm going to return back to my slides here. So first thing here is, this is the, and again, I want to reemphasize, this is the regular IoT architecture that you have, right? So what I was mentioning is that for this scenario, basically, you will have just the drones be in your devices. And something very important, let's talk a little bit about the way in which you connect devices today to a cloud gateway. What is the cloud gateway that we manage in Microsoft Azure? We are not going to give away a drone, but anyone that is brave here. Yeah, IoT Hub, right? IoT Hub, that's our gateway. But you know, we manage different scenarios where first of all is we have some devices that they are not IP capable, so they cannot connect directly to the cloud. Other ones that need some protocol translation or need some clients. In the case of the UIBs today, let me explain how this works. So basically, and I will take the matrix because I love this drone, but basically you can get any of these drones basically connected to a remote controller or a ground station. So different components in a unmanaged aerial system. The drone that will be flying, this is going to fly too. So I have the ground base, and in the ground base, you can have different options. You can fly this, any drones manually. The ground base is the remote controller. Okay, so the way in which it's operating now is that any remote controller lets you connect somehow an application to it. It can be a mobile application, a tablet, it can be a computer if you need more power. And the way in which you can access all the information around the drone and the environment itself is through that application. So you are able to, first of all, see the video feed that you will have from the camera. And the other thing is you will start capturing all the telemetry. I just leave it there. The telemetry data and the information basically from your mobile app. So think about that today we don't have drones that are connected to the cloud. So what is going to be your gateway in this scenario is going to be the remote controller, and basically you have the power of a mobile application. Okay, that's one of the scenarios. And in fact, Bart mentioned that you have an SDK that would let you do that as a developer itself. So if we continue here, when we can continue with the different services of, again, this is will be familiar for you, the services that you have in an IoT reference. So well, for this, we started with a very, very simple architecture to show you how easy it is today to be able to do some cool stuff with the drones scenario. So we are just using here the SDK from DJI that, in fact, I'm going to do this interactive here. So if you go today to the developer portal in DJI, what you can do is you have three SDKs here. Okay, so you have the first thing is you have the mobile SDK. And in fact, if you're familiar with the Phantom or the Inspire line, something that you can definitely do is you can write a mobile application to manage that. So you can do that in any of the drones lines that we mentioned. And also, what you can do is we are talking about this evolving and autonomous scenarios. So if you use today their development platform, for example, what you can do is you can extend that. So do you guys use Raspberry Pi or any board from Intel? Yep. So something that you can do is, this is difficult. See if I can get this on. That's okay. Yep. Okay. So if you see this, what you get here is, I need to zoom in a little bit here, but you have here a bunch of serial ports. And what that means, that you can connect your boards to the flight controller itself, okay? And that would let you extend the capabilities of the platform and gives more autonomous to what you can do in the drone itself. So going back to, I will say, the firefighters scenario. What you're going to have is basically the drone running, maybe you have a thermal camera because you want to detect like where the origins of fires are. That's where you will start your extinction. So What you are going to do there, basically, you can do like onboard processing, and then you can send data to your ground base, basically to gain efficiency. It's exactly like in a lot of similar scenarios that they've drawn in a lot of IoT scenarios. So that's the second thing. And the third one is the guidance. One of the challenges that we have today is people is a little bit afraid or concerned about flying drones around, first of all, places that has a lot of objects like just trees, or maybe do indoor flying like in warehouses, where basically how are you going to start avoiding objects inside of it? So for that, these are the three SDKs that we have. So the first thing to do in order to connect any of these devices to the cloud is basically get that SDK running. So I'm going to show you now, and we will do a switch here, how this looks while you code. Any questions still here? Okay. So let me go here. Perfect. So one of the things, you guys see that, right? Yeah. So one of the things that, and let me show you here, is first thing is during this, I don't know why it's not showing. Sorry. So what I have here, basically, the view is a little bit. So what I have here is the mobile SDK that we have for DJI. So currently, you have available the iOS and the Android SDK, and we are working in a Xamarin version 2 of this. So basically, you are going to have cross-platform applications. And very simple thing, what you get is basically all the objects that we were mentioning before. You just can have the product itself, that is the drone. You can access to the camera. You can access to the battery. And you can access to like GPS signal. We will see the model later about that. And one of the first things that you need to do, basically, is to get your key for access. So you register as a developer, as you do, for example, in any mobile platform today. You get the key for the application itself. With that key, basically, you go and register your application, because DJI needs to know, like, what are you using the SDK for today. You register your application, and after that, basically, you go and, let me go, you go and basically, this is the app key that you have to use for that registration. So that is launched the first time that you run your app itself. Once you recognize, the other important thing is just to implement your logic. So today, let me just show you how this works and see if I have here an emulator that works. Basically, see. So basically, you will have an app that will let you connect to the different components. See if this works. It will apply the. So I don't know why this is. You guys see that? Yeah. Okay. So the resolution. Basically, you will get access to all that components itself. Here we have just a pilot dummy. Again, it's just a continuum of the application that we've seen before. And then from here, you will be able to basically land the drone. First challenge that you are going to have, because a lot of people ask me about this, is can you program if you don't have a drone today? And the answer is you currently cannot. Because what happened is that in order to access to all the functionalities of the drone, in fact, you have to be connected using the remote controller to the drone itself. So one of the things that you will need to do is you will need to connect your controller remote to your development environment. So yes, you have some challenges on that side. So the other thing that I'm going to show you here is I was showing that in this architecture, what you can do is you can connect that to IoT Hub, okay? So one of the ways in which you can't connect today any iOS application in which we are using here is using REST services. So we currently don't have an SDK to connect iOS. So what we do here is we just do a post from inside the application, and we are able to basically send messages to IoT Hub, and the messages is going to be the battery consumption, all what you can get through these devices itself. So what I was talking before to you is, how are we going? This is just an individual thing. So just to connect one drone itself, what you do is you just have to add, you get the SDK of DJI in this case, you just do the call to IoT Hub, you send all your telemetry data, and that is just for one of the drones that you have, and you can add that for your full fleet management. So very simple in terms of how you are going to perform your application. So if I switch into the real, how we said, simulation scenario, yes, because we cannot be have the drone flying. I would like to have this drone flying here, but we can. Let's think about a simulator scenario. So here what I have is just a simulator of what it really looks like today to get the telemetry from a drone, okay? So what you guys are seeing here, and I'm going to pause, is basically I will have, using IoT Hub, I will have my identification. Let's see if I can. By identification of the drones, we will have the flight log ID, all the battery consumption currently, and a lot of, again, telemetry data around the drone. And today, if I want to monitor that data coming to IoT Hub, basically, I will be receiving all these events that I am sending to the hub. Okay? So are you following me to here? So what I do basically is I am connecting, and again, I'm simulating here because we cannot have this flying, but I'm connecting the drones using the SDK, getting all that telemetry data, ingesting that telemetry data to IoT Hub, and basically receiving a lot of stream. What I am going to do next, because this is basically just the ingestion of the data itself, is, let me pause here, is I'm going to be receiving this data from Stream Analytics. Stream Analytics is a streaming processing of real data. So what I am doing, again, just in this simple scenario, is I'm receiving this data, and if you can see here, I don't know why this zoom is not working, but if you are receiving here, I'm receiving the flight logs, the flight log ID, the battery current, and a lot of other data that came from the sensor itself to constitute basically my model. And in this case, I'm putting all that data in what it is, a relational database. I can put that in Azure storage, etc. So that's simple. So imagine everything that you can do today with all this collection of data of hundreds, thousands of drones that are running around your scenarios or companies. So that is basically what we are working now. And with that, what I'm going to say is thank you. Think about the huge opportunity that you have today collecting data from the drones. Think about what is coming next in terms of the performance and efficiency in your business. Any questions? Yep. Maybe we can have a mic. It wasn't mic. Or you can. Yeah. Yep, and I will repeat the question.
Okay.
Well, you have different. That's a very, very good question. You have different ways on doing that. Today, the drones itself, just because they need a communication with the drones, the remote controller to be managed, okay? They are sending all the telemetry data permanently to your scenario. So what you can do is you can either process it on your ground station or you can send it to the cloud. The thing is, in some cases, you will need real-time dashboards, live data where you can take decisions. Think about, for example, the firefighting thing that we were talking before. So you can have several drones flying, and in fact, there are some companies today where you will have the pilots in the field performing the operation, but you have the people that is making the decisions and communicating to that pilot, because they don't have awareness of how many other drones they have around. So there is like a operation room where basically is receiving all that information and is able to guide the pilots on taking the decision. And in some cases, you are totally right. You don't really need that communication, like that amount of message. You can do a processing either in the mobile phone or ground station, or you can do that even in the drone. Maybe the drone itself doesn't need to send the packages. And that is coming when you are talking about autonomy. But definitely it's a trade-off always, depends on the scenario that you have and basically the capabilities that you will have. Another question? Perfect.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, guys.
Yeah.
And please complete your evaluation.